Welcome to Standard Chartered India Money Insights, a podcast series that brings you topical insights and local perspectives on India's markets from the experts.
Hello and welcome to India Market Outlook podcast series, which outlines our key investment views and how investors should be positioned in the current market scenario. My name is Vinay Joseph and I'm the Head of Investment Products and Strategy at Standard Chartered Bank India. And I will be your host of this podcast. Since the start of the year, Indian assets have performed in line with expectations. Equities have continued the positive momentum heading into the general election season, in line with historical trends, and bond yields have moved lower on improving demand-supply outlook. To get a sense of the current market scenario, I have with me Ravi Singh, Chief Investment Strategist at Standard Chartered Bank India. Hi Ravi, welcome to the podcast.
Hi Vinay, thanks for having me on the podcast.
Now let's delve into the key question here. With the strong performance of Indian equities and bonds so far, and significant event risk in the near term, which includes elections not only in India but other countries, continuing geopolitical tensions, and a potential resurgence of inflationary pressures, how should an investor position to tide through the uncertainty?
Well, yes, Vinay, investors do face a risk-reward dilemma on the back of strong performance in risk assets and stretched valuations. Now, should they continue to chase performance where it is available or adopt a defensive approach? Well, in our view, investors should adopt the four-step approach to tide through the near-term volatility. And the first step is to rebalance portfolio to an appropriate risk appetite, which means on the back of strong performance in risk assets over the past year, where the MSCI index is up almost 35% plus, means that investors' overall allocation to equities could be skewed because of market gains. Realigning asset class exposure to an investor's risk appetite can protect the portfolio from adverse shocks should risk assets experience greater volatility. Second step is to stay overweight equities. While we have cautioned investors on stretched valuations, but overall we still continue to be overweight on equities. For equity markets, relatively little has changed since the start of 2024. Resilient earnings delivery and robust macro fundamentals justify stretched valuations, which still remains reasonable compared to previous peaks. Just to give you some numbers, Nifty Index 12-month forward price to earnings is currently trading at around 20 times compared to October 2021 peak of 23 times and the 10-year average of 17.7x. These are some important numbers. However, we are cautious on mid-cap and small-cap equities as they trade at expensive valuations to large-cap equities post a strong rally over the past year. Further, earnings revision for broader markets, which have been a major driver of the support of the rally that we've seen so far, continues to be a little challenged and we've seen negative downward earnings revision in the broader markets overall. Now, third step, and this is important for fixed income investors, bonds are likely to beat cash in 2024. After falling sharply in early March, the 10-year Indian government bond yield almost coming closer to the 7% level, bond yields generally have moved higher across the curve as markets have unwound early rate cut expectations. For investors, we see this as an opportunity to lock in attractive yields, especially in medium and long maturity bonds and high quality corporate bonds. In both places, we find the risk reward to be much better. We expect bond yields to trade lower over the next 12 months, supported by easing inflationary pressures, improving bond supply outlook, and fiscal prudence. We expect bonds to outperform cash. Now, fourth and final step is very important as things remain optimistic. It's important that you add portfolio hedges. 2024 is likely to witness intermittent bouts of volatility given a long election calendar and ongoing geopolitical tensions. Allocation to gold could act as a portfolio hedge against any meaningful recession or global growth slowdown and geopolitical risks. Market neutral strategies and liquid alternatives are also other options which have low correlation with traditional assets. So overall, these four steps, if an investor follows, could likely limit the amount of volatility that one could see at a portfolio level.
Thanks, Ravi. That's certainly helpful, and we urge our investors to please follow this four-step approach to tide through the near-term uncertainty. That's all we have time for this edition of our podcast. Do reach out to your relationship manager for a copy of our latest India Market Outlook, or subsequently you can log in to our online banking banking@wwwsc.com in and find it in the SC Invest section. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered India Money Insights. Stay tuned for the latest updates and market trends by subscribing to our podcast. For more information, reach out to your Standard Chartered relationship manager or visit www.sc.com/in.